So I like to mix up some sex and sass and a little bit of tango in this next song. How about that?
The word cabaret is taken from the French to describe small, intimate spaces where the performances take place.
Rusted brandy in a diamond glass.
New York cabaret star Lady Rizzo fills those small, intimate spaces with a signature mix of elegance, a little blue humor, and this voice.
Only fools know what it means. Temptation. Temptation.
Lady Rizzo performs to sold-out crowds all over New York City. She won a Grammy for a duet with Yo-Yo Ma. Now she's taking her act out west, where she's currently on tour. Lady Rizzo joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's so delightful to be here.
You've been described in your publicity materials as... I've never had to read anything quite like this, as, quote, the product of a night of unrestrained indulgence between Peggy Lee, Mel Brooks, Nina Simone, Dean Martin, and Janis Joplin.
Yeah, it was a crazy orgy, and they're all there. Yeah, I exist between boundaries because I am a comedian, and I consider myself a chanteuse and a singer, and it's really an equal mix. One of my first explorations with Lady Rizzo was the song I Will Follow Him. You remember the 50s kind of, I think it's Little Peggy March song.
And, Yeah, very good. Well,
that's nice. But I always thought, God, this sounds like a stalker song. And if you just twist it a little bit theatrically, it's kind of a very scary stalker song. So I like to not only sing songs, but explore them in a way that... tweaks the dark humor and things.
You seem to speak of Lady Rizzo as her.
Well, this can get into a whole other conversation of alter egos, but I can have so much more freedom if there's a little bit of separation from the name of the person that I was born as, which is Amelia Zirin Brown, who's a wonderful gal as well.
I've heard, yeah.
But it's actually freedom from humility,
if that makes
any sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Because Lady Rizzo has no apologies and exists in a land of diva. Mm-hmm. I think that everyone has to struggle with this idea of finding these parts of themselves that can be overly egocentric and underly filled with that kind of positive ego. And I don't think Amelia has a lack of ego, but sometimes Lady Rizzo needs to step in and be like, boldness is required here.
She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all, but I'll pick you up, darling, when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond. That bitch treats you like glass. Get you back, her to love you. But me, you don't ask. If I were your woman, if I were your woman.
You have a group, and tell us about, I like to think I'm a gentleman, but I can't phrase this any other way. Please tell us about your assets.
Oh, my assets. Well, I first started doing Lady Rizzo as an exploration of burlesque and cabaret together. My sister, she's an incredible dancer. She dances with the modern dance company called Mark Morris. Mm-hmm. And we were like, let's do a collaboration. And we thought about doing something highbrow. And then we were like, let's forget about highbrow. Lowbrow is where it's at. And so we decided to make a burlesque show with live music, and I would host, and I would get to explore this comedic side. And we did our first show in like a burrito shack in Long Island City, Queens, and we sold out.
What, forgive me, is it hard to sell out a burrito shack? I mean, it's not Carnegie Hall.
Well, you know, everything's
all right.
Hard in New York.
I've never sold out a burrito shack, so I should be respectful, yeah.
You know, it's hard to sell at anything in Long Island City, Queens.
I have to ask, and the name?
Assets.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all part of the double entendre?
Yeah, and I feel like everyone can get behind it.
Rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien.
In this era of big venues, and for that matter, social media, what's the place for something like cabaret?
It's a very good question because, you know, for all these years, I've done kind of the opposite of what most artists do. I haven't recorded a proper album. Instead, I've been slaving away on the boards, performing live so I could really perfect what I'm doing. It's a very old-fashioned way of approaching a career. I think as we approach a time with less human-to-human contact, the place for intimate venues is even more desired. I've been really happy about the economic downturn because it's really meant great things for my business. People want to be around each other, holding a martini, wearing something that makes them feel alive, and watching a woman in a sparkly gown come to a microphone and whisper sweet nothings into their ear.
Lady Rizzo, from our studios at NPR West, she's currently on tour of the West Coast. So tonight you're in Seattle?
Oh, yes. Tonight I'll be in Seattle at Fred's Wildlife Refuge, it's called. So hopefully the animals will come out.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Book play time.